From this perspective and viewing angle, you can readily see two things. First of all, whereas the DNA is relatively neatly wrapped around the histone core and has a relatively orderly appearance, the R groups of the lysine and arginine residues to which it needs to bind are visibly haphazard and distinctly devoid of any obvious order, pointing, as they are, in seemingly random directions. Secondly, we can now see that there is a concentric quality to the distributions of lysine and arginine residues. An outer circle appears in this view to be close to the DNA, but there is clearly what may be thought of as an inner circle of lysine-arginine residues, which are quite obviously not very close to DNA. In college chemistry, I was taught that an ideal salt bridge is about 3 angstroms in length, about the same size as a good hydrogen bond. In the structure before us right now, there are, in fact, a small number of 3-angstrom salt bridges between DNA and the basic residues of the outermost circle of the histone core structure shown. But most of the distances from basic R groups to DNA phosphates are far larger than 3 angstroms, many being in the 5 to 10 angstrom range, which would afford only weak, relatively ineffectual ionic bonding of protein to DNA.